B-Pod Studios.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and nothing new. Baseball is struggling. I heard this on Felger Maz. I thought it was fascinating that the Vanderbilt Michigan NCAA baseball final game is the highest rated baseball game on ESPN this season, which there was actually some hype around. I watched it. I watched like a good like five innings. I watched it at a movie theater.
Yeah, Vanderbilt has his 6 foot, 4 inch, 255
pound. He's like insane.
Kumar Rocker is the guy's name.
He's insane. And he like single-handedly won.
Yes.
Here's what I want to get to. Andy, this is an excellent point that I forgot. Go ahead.
I called in because I wanted to say how I got into basketball. And basically how I got into basketball was, you know, them 2K games in 2012. Like, those are really big with the kids. And I was, like, what, 13 at the time? Now I'm 22. And, like, ever since then, when you play the game, you learn, like, all the rosters. And I literally learned all the basketball rules by playing a 2K game. Similar with baseball, too, because I kind of play baseball games, too. So that's why I'm learning that, too. So I think, like, the MLB League needs to partner up more with those games because I know for sure NBA does that.
It's a decent point.
No, it's a great point. Yeah. And I've made this point before. I forgot it today. Is that my son has literally probably watched on TV 15 minutes of basketball, but he could sit there and he knows more players than I do because of 2K and because of the games that they have on your phone. I've often said Major League Baseball is so dumb. The one EA Sports game they have is only for PlayStation. The game you can get for the other consoles is stupid RBI that sucks.
PlayStation's the only one that
MLB
sells
that? The Show is only for PlayStation.
Well, that's idiotic.
And that is the caller is entirely right. That is the way that games grow. Remember when NHL 94 was so popular?
Yep.
And they did a thing in Sports Illustrated. It never came to fruition, but it was like how hockey was going to become like the third most, I think the NBA or something, or Major League Baseball probably. And they thought that hockey was going to become and they looked at the sales of NHL 94 and how it was like off the hook.
Don't knock Madden don't overlook Madden and its place in helping the NFL become
that helped a little.
Juggernauts.
Yeah, but I mean, that NBA is absolutely right. That's how kids know, because kids don't sit down most, I know yours do, but sit down and watch the NBA every night. I mean, they learn it from those games. And Major League Baseball, I have no idea why they did that. I have no idea. And by the way, make the game a little more interesting, too. The MLB, the show.
Well, what do you mean? Well, I mean, how would you do that?
Speed it up a little.
Okay. Well, you can.
Give me a bases loaded level of speed.
Right. Oh, by the way, Major League Baseball had those new tiebreaker rules on deck for last night. If the National League tied the game, you would have started the 10th inning with a runner on second base. They would have changed everything. And then that would have been very controversial.
Yeah, and I don't know how that helps at all. I don't know how that helps at all. Because once you're in extra innings, I'm interested. You know, once you're in extra innings, you got me. I'm watching extra innings.
But I can see, we don't want people to run out of players and whatever.
Well,
but
didn't run out of players. It's interesting. Then you got to go to, you got to have like your backup catcher.
No, because then you'd have a tie like you did in Milwaukee all those years ago. You run out of pitchers at an all-star game.
Well, that was C-League's whole problem.
Just bring back bases loaded.
I was an RBI man.
Oh, you were RBI baseball?
I probably played, no joke, 1,000 games of RBI baseball.
I'm with you on bases loaded. Bases loaded was my game. It was just whoever had the game in the neighborhood. So whoever had it, that was what everybody played.
Tony Armas was on the bench. You had to put him in. Yeah, there you go. You could only win the Cardinals or the Red Sox, and you had to put Tony Armas in because he was on the bench. Mm-hmm. Only the savvy knew that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to play the one John used to play, but I can't play that beep that came in the plastic thing you would hold. You know, the one that just had like the four red dots.
Or the back of the box.
Pong, it's called.
No. It's the little handheld one.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
It was electronic baseball.
Yeah, right.
I still have that. My kids play that.
Or you can put when Magnavox just had the thing that you put on, it was hockey.
I had the Odyssey.
And it was Pong.
Yeah.
And then you put it up and it was like football. And it was Pong.
Yeah.
That was Nintendo Baseball. Which was all right. That game didn't stink. It wasn't bad. Yeah, Nintendo Baseball's okay.
I had RBI. Played RBI all the time. Would play RBI today. Classic RBI.
You know what game's
did
all right?
Did you ever have the nerdy like computer game that was all based on statistics?
Yes.
You could make super teams?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Of course
what?
I did. But it never.
Apple
it 2 broke.
Plus, baby.
Apple 2E.
Apple 2 Plus, and the monitor was green and white.
Yep. Sucking the fun out of baseball.
No, it was great.
Hell you say, that's not right.
No, you could make
I enjoyed
like
the
super,
hell out of that game.
So did I. And you could make like super teams, but the disc always got dirty and
yes.
never worked.
Yes. Boy, what a pain in the ass that was. The computer was right at the top of the stairs. Yep, I know exactly. Yeah.
My mom used an Apple IIe until 2005.
Well, we threw ours out in like 1980.
And she worked.
Eight.
And she needed a computer and used an Apple IIe.
Our school had an Apple, but the only thing I remember doing on it is the Oregon Trail. Like the Oregon Trail was.
We gotta go into this. I never played that game.
You have died of dysentery?
I never played the game.
How do you know? Well, that's
I never
right. Computers weren't invented until you're like 40.
Well, I had to go into the mountain and find a computer first.
I never used a computer until college. I had a word processor that I took my freshman year. All right. What's going on, Rick?
Okay. So this is a quick little breaking news story. And I knew when this was announced that there were going to be issues. About 6 months ago, there was a concert announcement that at Gillette Stadium, there was going to be a music festival called the Mad Decent Ultra. It's called the Super Ultra Mega Giant Mad Decent Block Party. And I'm like, all right, let's see what this is. And they envisioned this to be one of those big, like, EDM dance festivals, right?
Yeah.
You know, where they've got, like, all the, you know, the people. The only thing is, though, I really didn't recognize a lot of the names. Like the first couple I recognized, but I didn't realize that they were really that big.
Wait, so DJ Paulie DelVecchio is not in it?
See, if he was there, it would have sold out immediately.
Oh, yeah. He plays, if he comes here, he plays Gillette.
The headliner is Billie Eilish, who's that girl who's like 17 years old, and she's like a horror rap or something like that.
She plays the computer very well.
Major Lazer, who is a very funny band. They make great music videos. Bubble Butt's an extremely good song. But who's going to see Major Lazer? G-Eazy, Miguel, A Boogie Wood to Hoodie, Rez, and many more, plus the world's largest bounce house, go-karts, and paintball. And I'm immediately saying, how are they going to do this at Gillette
this
Stadium?
This is a poor man's ICP Fest.
Well, no, ICP Fest at least has a massive diehard following.
I just
that
said,
would go
this is a,
anywhere.
This is a poor man's ICP Fest.
This sounds like somebody who reminds me of the dude from the Fire Festival just saying, yeah, man, we'll get all these people to show up, sure. And we have go-karts.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have bounce houses. Well, it was just announced and tweeted out by Gillette Stadium that the Super Mega Ultra Giant Mad Decent Block Party Festival, which is supposed to be July 20th to 21st, has been canceled.
That's a shame.
Yep. They said, unfortunately, putting this event on the way that it was envisioned has become impossible due to circumstances beyond our control. And it was probably all in your control. All parties involved have agreed that moving forward would be a disservice to fans and artists alike, and cancellation is in everyone's best interest. I would see that. So Gillette Stadium had to put something out there saying that as a result, all parties have agreed to cancel, and they asked for 7 to 10 days to process a refund for your tickets, if anyone was going to go in the first place.
I'll never look at horror rap the same way after listening to the Big Lurch.
Oh my God.
Episode of Disgraceland where he was smoking angel dust, smoking joints with angel dust and dipping them in embalming fluid, and ended up becoming so fascinated with Silence of the Lambs, the police found him eating his girlfriend's lung as he walked down the street. So that's where that
Which might
from.
Be one of the. I'd never even heard of that guy before.
Neither had I. No, I'd never heard of Big Lurch. The only Lurch I like has got himself a raven-haired lady that lives in the house.
You rang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a really good show.
I always was that a ripoff of The Munsters? Was The Munsters a ripoff of that?
The Munsters was a ripoff of anything bad. The Munsters was the worst show ever.
When I was a kid, I didn't buy The Munsters.
Well, when I was a kid, I liked The Blonde. And the blind was used many, many a time.
The Munsters?
Yep. The okay. young, the like normal daughter.
Oh, you see, I don't remember her too
Marilyn.
Much. Marilyn. I don't remember. I just remember what's his name? Fred Gwynne.
Fred Gwynne, Al Lewis, the woman, and then...
And Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster, and then they had like a hot blonde.
See, I don't even remember her.
I do. This is what I would do when I was 12. I would skip around.
How about that thing of lotion next to your bed?
Marilyn Munster. Did no one else enjoy her and use her for fantasy?
I don't know. Marilyn Munster.
Petticoat Junction. Did anyone else use Petticoat Junction?
How old are you?
They were in syndication. Someone else had to have used Marilyn Munster as a sexual fantasy.
Not me.
Petticoat Junction was just like hot chicks.
Marilyn Munster. Okay, now I'm seeing a picture of her.
The whole thing was she was really attractive.
Right, and she was like completely different than all of them.
She wasn't a monster. Oh, she was the niece, I'm being told.
Oh, the niece. All right.
Yeah, Marilyn Munster. And then look, Petticoat Junction. Lots of, they even say lots of curves, you bet. Even more when you get to the junction. Petticoat Junction. Woo-hoo. Give me a sock. All right.
How about that thing of lotion next to your bed?
That will always be funny to me.
All right.
That is a Nerf gun.
Here are the headlines.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Two-run game. And here is Gallo, and there it goes. Home run, Joey Gallo.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and if you want to, you can YouTube Real Big Fish and Blink-182, and Blink-182 ripped off a Real Big Fish song to the point where they actually stole the lyrics, as well as everything.
Oh.
It's a line-for-line ripoff.
Because in that kind of, you know, in the whole punk rock genre, there's a lot of songs that sound exactly like other songs, but if it's the lyrics too, then you've got a little bit of an
issue.
Because
that Feldman guy from the Vandals produces all these guys, and I think he repeats himself a lot. All right, so yesterday was the All-Star game, and I truly do love baseball. I want to make this abundantly clear. It's my favorite game. It's my favorite game to be around. I love it, but there is a lot of problems. There is Tony Clark, who is the player's representative, very, very average major leaguer. One point was supposed to be a superstar first baseman.
Played here for a while.
For the Motor City Kitties, baby.
Yep. Came here right after he played there.
And so he's talking about how, you know, Mookie Betts should be a name like Ronaldo or Messi. You should just know Mookie when you walk down the street, even though Mookie Betts will never be that good again.
Well, also think about it. Mookie, that's another thing I was thinking about last night. You're talking about the marketing of the game. Last night, Mookie Betts, a guy who won the MVP last year in the AL, and on top of that is supposed to be a megastar, didn't even get up to bat.
Yeah, his own manager put him in a game. He was the last position player to play. They stuck him out in right field. It's like Moonlight Graham. He stuck him out there in right field. He played an inning and never got to
what
the plate.
What is Moonlight Graham? What is that reference?
It's from one with Kevin Costner, Field of Dreams. Well, Moonlight Graham. He had to go to Moonlight. You don't remember that? You never saw the movie.
I hated Field of Dreams.
Oh, I loved Field of Dreams.
I thought Field of Dreams was so corny.
He had to go and
I just like the part where he took the peyote and sort of envisioning all the people.
Trust me, it's a Field of Dreams reference. Betts didn't get to the plate.
Yes, indeed.
Point.
Okay, and so Clark said that one of the reasons that Betts is not more popular is that he was not down for promotions, and he said that the source, according to the Globe, said that they had this thing, Let the Kids Play commercial, Major League Baseball. You know that famous Let the Kids Play commercial?
Bad News Bears,
that,
too.
That everyone saw. Let the Kids Play commercial. Sure. That Mookie would not participate in that. And so obviously that is the reason.
That's the reason why. Yeah.
Yeah, because okay. Everyone remembers the campaign Let the Kids Play. And now, before we get into any of this, Fogermaz had a very interesting tidbit yesterday, and that is the Vanderbilt, Michigan NCAA title game. Baseball title game was the highest rated baseball game so far this season, including Major League Baseball, with 2 million people watching.
On ESPN.
On ESPN, yeah. Sure. And but, I mean, that's pretty remarkable. I really hope Major League Baseball doesn't die. But if Verlander's correct and the balls are juiced, this is such a preposterous. The idea that you just want more home runs drags things out. Now, I understand home runs are more exciting than walks. I understand that you want the ball put in play. But I also don't want to sit around and watch a 12-10 game, which, by the way, happens. And what does 12-10 mean, John? Again, we'll go through the exercise.
4 hours and 45 minutes.
And why is that?
Because you have 18 million pitching changes. You have 18 million pitching changes anyway. But if you got guys who are getting lit up, you have twice as many pitching changes.
Right. You're milking your bullpen. You're basically you're going through your entire bullpen. So, and that takes time, and that is time where action is not happening. So Verlander, and I believe him. I mean, he knows.
Well, he's not the only one. He's just kind of the biggest name to say this up front.
And by the way, the stupid Scherzer says, "Well, just deal with it. Don't bitch about it." Verlander's accomplished so much more in his career than you. Go after yourself, Scherzer. What is Verlander stand to gain?
Oh,
like,
if Verlander... he does have something to gain, and that is he's having a horrible season.
I understand
And it makes
that.
You think, well, oh,
horrible.
Now he's just
horrible.
Bitter.
Horrible. It's not horrible. He started for the American League it's in the All-Star game,
well,
Rich.
For him. Well, it's his worst season.
He's third in ERA.
Well, I don't, he's still really good. So anyway, but
but it's his
that,
worst season.
But no, there's no incentive. I mean, if he fell off a cliff today, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, there's no incentive for him to lie about this. He's not having a bad year. Just for him, he hasn't been absolutely electric. I mean, he started in the All-Star game for a reason. I mean, his ERA is
under three.
Just under three. Which, by the way, is like...
This day and age,
finding a
really,
diamond,
really good.
Which is finding a diamond, like, in the middle of a
seriously,
river.
Seriously, considering all the home runs and the runs that are being scored, to have an ERA under three is pretty good.
Right. So anyway, so, Rich, he had more to say.
Yeah, and I like that Verlander's speaking out about it, because there are other people who feel this way. I almost wish it wasn't Verlander because of the season he was having and because of the slump he's, arguably the big slump he's in. Here we go.
The commissioner today said that MLB has not ordered the balls to be altered and that the owners do not want more home runs. So, in your opinion, what should the next step be?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then we can work together and just try to figure this out. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, they've set the drags down on the ball, but they can't figure out why. Look, I mean, the whole thing here is, you know, everybody's using the same ball. That's not what I'm not upset about that. It's just, you know, we're trying to be like, they're trying to do the same thing we are, they say. And so then if that's the case, then we can all figure this thing out.
Justin, thanks a lot.
The best point Verlander made when he spoke to the press the other day when he went fire and brimstone is that Major League Baseball bought Rawlings, the company that makes the ball, 2 years ago. And if you look at the numbers of home runs since then, it has drastically gone up. So, I mean, if you would immediately have to assume if all of a sudden the numbers started going one way and you baseball has been wanting to have some sort of resurgence and get people to watch it more, that maybe, just maybe, there's enough evidence to make you at least connect two dots.
If the ball's juiced, why can't Goldschmidt hit any home runs anymore? Go ahead.
Bob Nightingale wrote an article for USA Today. He was at the game last night. We brought up Tony Clark. And Clark, by the way, completely believes the ball is juiced. And Nightingale's point is Major League Baseball is at a crossroads here. The new collective bargaining agreement is up in a couple of years. They have to decide what direction to take this sport. Do they want it to be a video game? Do they want it to be home run derby like it has been this year? I mean, I think teams are on pace to hit, what, 300, 400, 500 more home runs combined than they've ever hit before?
Jesus.
Or do they want to tone things down, make this more pitcher friendly and maybe lose more fans, so they think.
How about this? How do you
but
market
either way,
a sport whose stars don't want to be marketed?
Of course.
And that's the biggest problem that they have right
part
now.
Of it. Right.
Like, you've got, I mean, the biggest stars, the best players in the league, and we've talked about this with Mike Trout, who Mike Trout is a guy who doesn't want to do commercials. And he should be, on paper, the face of Major League Baseball.
Yes.
But he refuses to do commercials or anything like that. Then you've got guys like Mookie Betts, who doesn't really have a great personality, and they're trying to market him some way. But then again, there have been people with no personality who have become pretty good brands and pretty good stars in other sports. So how do you fix that problem? There don't seem to be, other than
other than what's his name over with Washington, Bryce Harper or Bryce, yeah, Bryce Harper.
It's Harper, yeah.
Philadelphia now. Other than Bryce Harper, like what other baseball players are you seeing in a ton of ads?
Not many. Harper's been in more ads than anybody else.
See, I think Judge should be the guy, but what is Mike Judge, or not Mike Judge, Aaron Judge being used in?
He's on the cover of the MLB game.
Right, but think about it. They should Judge be using him for everything.
Judge represents exactly where Major League Baseball seems to want the sport to go.
Yeah,
they
US.
Want 270-pound guys crushing 50 homers a season.
Well,
that's
then
what they
don't
want.
Juice the ball. Here's what you need is you need the ball in play. You need the ball in play. That's it.
But the problem is that's not what teams are coaching hitters to do.
No, it's all launch angle and it's all... No, believe me,
everybody wants hitters that strike out 150 times, yes, and hit 35
homers.
That
is absolutely true. And managers have said that. And I've
Red Sox, by the way, have their own version of that. That kid, Chavis, is a representative of exactly what Major League Baseball is turning into.
Yeah.
Swing out of your ass. You might look bad. You might go 0 for 18, but you'll come back and hit 3 homers in 4 games.
They just need the ball in play. And they need things to move along. Because I, again, contend that baseball is not something that is to be consumed every day in full. It's not something that is... Because people go, oh, well, you know, this game was too long. Well, then, you know, don't watch the whole game. There's 162 of them. If you go to a few games a year, you know, you check in on them every day. And but, you know, you don't have to sit there for the whole game. But, my Lord, I mean, you can't just be standing around. You can't be doing a million pitching changes. You can't have the catcher come out to the mound 15 times.
Well, again, Major League Baseball tokenly has limited mound visits and things like that. But yeah, that doesn't change.
But it hasn't changed anything.
I know. It really hasn't changed anything because there
Europe.
Are 35 pitching changes.
Look at the games. Oh, look at the games. I mean, they're a four-hour and 40-minute game.
For 9 innings.
For it's nine innings.
It's remarkable.
It's remarkable.
One of the
longest
9-inning games in Major League Baseball history was in London.
I mean, I've seen 11-year-olds play 6 innings in an hour and a half. I mean, come on. Hour and 15 minutes. Get with it.
Why they aren't doing everything to make Aaron Judge the star of baseball, of Major League Baseball. Putting him in every kind of marketing campaign, making him the face of baseball. If Trout's not going to do it, give it to a guy who does what the fans want their players to do.
Harper was like that last year. Harper had no batting average, but incredible power numbers. I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
And guess what Harper's doing this year?
I know.
I told you.
Philly fans love him, though. They do. They love him a lot.
They love garbage.
They haven't turned on him.
I wouldn't have given that guy 10 cents.
They haven't turned on him. $300 million contract. So he said, fans love him.
Did you guys not see the Trout commercial before the game where he said he's not sorry for not being what everyone wants him to be? No, and that's the problem.
No, I didn't see any of the commercials. I didn't watch the All-Star game because Paul DeYoung was the only guy that was in it.
And you love baseball.
I love baseball.
So think about it that way. And you didn't even watch it.
No.
Well, for me, Taco Fall was on the other channel, so I'm not going to
watch the game,
that.
Baby. I hung in there. I watched the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
No, I love baseball, but I don't watch it. I don't sit and watch a game at home.
Sure.
You know, I pop it in and out. I check it out. I have the package. I mean, the package on my phone. I watch it sometimes when I'm out.
Yeah, I won't watch the Miami Marlins against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'll watch the All-Star game. I'll watch some playoff games, and I'll watch the Red Sox.
Yeah, I check in. Check it on the Red Sox, and I check it on the Cardinals. Some in Detroit, if I just want to see how bad things have gotten. Tell me why Paul Goldschmidt can't hit home runs with his juice ball.
I don't know. That is one of life's great mysteries. Usually when the Cardinals make a trade, they rob the other team blind.
Oh, then they signed him.
Yep.
Got big forearms.
He's all yours.
He's got big
congrats.
Forearms. They got no one who can hit home runs.
Couldn't do anything wrong in Arizona.
And then they get that Mikolas guy all that money, and now he can't pitch. All right. Very good. Well, that's my thoughts. We'll be right back.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on?
Well, I know you guys earlier talked with the guy from the Providence Journal about Rob Gronkowski and whether he believes he's going to return. Well, yesterday, Rob Gronkowski did confirm that he was throwing with Tom Brady. But the best part about all this is that while he is answering the question, my dude's just a one-man party. Like, he doesn't stop moving, doesn't stop dancing. Here he is being questioned about it at the Monster Energy Drink Super Duper. This is an awesome basketball tournament.
It was reported that you and Tom Brady played a little catch outside today.
Rumors already out there. That was right there. That was right there. He saw I was in town for this basketball game. He's like, yo, Gronk, man. Yo, Gronk, come throw with me in the morning. So I was like, no problem. I'll give me a warm to this basketball game tonight. So now I'm here tonight. I'm all juiced up, all warmed up from that.
Sure that Gronkowski passed a drug test right now?
He's
he's grinding his teeth.
He's shaking like Rodney Dangerfield and like Caddyshack. It's like, hey, he's like Dr. Katz.
Yeah, it seems that he's enjoying his offseason.
Well, then there's him being asked again. Well, this is from TMZ.
Someone to throw to, so you know he calls Mr. Reliable Robbie G, the one and only. Woo!
So, I mean, he's having a good old time.
Yeah, he's also co-opting a voice of another race.
Do me a favor. Go to @TutcherAndRich because somebody sent us a video from yesterday, him doing a meet and greet with some of the fans. That is just awesome. And the person who tweeted it said, the moment Rob Gronkowski realized maybe retirement isn't for him. And it's got Rob Gronkowski doing like these things where people would walk up and take a photo with him and they would take a picture. So this guy walks up. And he's about 250 pounds. He's got his shirt open. He's got like man boobs a flopping. And he has tattoos all over his face and a mullet. And Rob Gronkowski is so skeeved out by this guy that even Rob can't keep a smile. He's like, yeah. Making one of those faces like when you tell a kid to smile for like 20 seconds. Like, oh, it's, and then like some other kid, it must be the tattoo face guy's son. Shows up and Rob Gronkowski's like, just get me the hell out of here.
It's like a whole Gummo situation.
Right. It might have been the one moment he got sobered up was after that. Not sobered, but he might have actually not been in party mode.
That's right.
So we've talked about how things have gone viral lately with guys licking ice cream and then putting them back on the shelf. Did you hear about the one dude, the second guy who went and licked the Bluebell ice cream and the video went viral where he put it back on the shelf? I guess he got arrested, but as he was arrested, like, no, I paid for that. I was just making a dumb video joking around, and I have the receipt, and they found the receipt, and they still arrested the guy.
Why?
Which is ridiculous. It would be like someone making a video where you shoot somebody, like a fake movie, and then arresting the person for making a video where you fake that you shot somebody.
What did they arrest them for?
There was some sort of reason. It was very sketchy. It was almost like they were embarrassed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think they were like gung-ho, oh, we found this guy. We're going to go to his house. We're going to arrest him. And then he's got a receipt. He's like, eh. But this is a completely different story. This is out of Florida. It says authorities say a St. Pete woman was caught on camera picking her nose and sticking her fingers in ice cream. Oh. She is also accused of using an ice cream maker as a toilet, according to an affidavit.
Well, that I understand.
Paul Cialulli, owner of Lulu's Ice Cream in Indian Shores, said he couldn't believe what he was watching on a surveillance. Quote, stuff like this can ruin our business, you don't say. He turned the footage over to police.
Was this an employee, or is it just some woman who took a dump in something in the back?
I will read on. Police reviewed multiple surveillance videos. They said on June 17th, June Soon Wapaicha was seen using the bathroom with the door open on 5 separate occasions. She later walked over to a freezer containing cartons of organic ice cream. A video shows her opening the freezer and putting her hand into the ice cream containers, then picking her nose and sticking her hands in the frozen dessert.
Oh, fantastic. Now we can never eat out again.
Another video allegedly shows her opening the freezer door and spitting on the containers. 2 days later, Wipcha was seen leaving the bathroom and moving some boxes that were blocking the freezer. Police said she tried to access the freezer but could not get it to open. They said she then tried to use the bathroom on June 22nd, but the door was locked and she couldn't open it, so she used a bucket, which is also used to churn ice cream, as a toilet. Then she emptied her urine in the sink marked rinse. Police said that the sink was being used to wash ice cream folding utensils and mixing bowls. After that, she put her hands inside the freezer again, but it's unclear if they had been washed.
Well, as long as she washed them.
Quote, she was able to access that room without us knowing. We open at 3:00. She opens at 8:00. we take this business very seriously, and I know that when something's been tampered with.
Well, good. Well, you're out of business because there's no recovering from that. I worked in the restaurant industry for 20 years, or 15, whatever years, 10 years. I never saw anyone mess with food. The entire time I was there, I never saw anyone mess with food.
Yeah.
We had mice, and like when you open the bar in the morning, like mice would be scuttlebutting around, but that never bothered me. I still ate there after I didn't work there anymore. But free is always free regardless. Yeah. But I never saw anyone mess with food. I've heard stories, but I don't think I believe them.
It was easier to throw it away. Like if something like fell on the ground, it was just easier to just like throw it away than have to.
Oh, I'm
to,
sure if stuff fell on the ground, like the cooks would put it back on the grill. Like if they were, but I never saw, what I'm saying is I never saw, because they're all, they don't care and they're all in work release and they all, you know, they cost versus the price. They're all on the,
sure,
for all that. But I never saw a waiter do anything, regardless of how big a prick the 90% of the people were. I never saw anyone mess with the food.
The one time I was at a sandwich place, there was a guy, and I was a customer. He was cutting the bread on the sandwich, and I saw him as he's cutting it, all of a sudden go, and pull his finger away, as if something had just happened, like he had cut his finger. And then he kind of like looks around real quick to see if anyone notices and puts his hand back on the bread, but he's got his finger like bent by his knuckle, like his pointer finger is now bent underneath his hand, and he's continuing to keep his hand strategically over a certain part of the bread, and he's making the sandwich, and the whole time I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? He makes my sandwich, wraps it up, and hands it back to me, and I go and I open it up, and there is a quarter-size blood stain on the top of my bread.
What's interesting about that is why he didn't just go and leave.
Yes, well, it's so much easier to do that.
Just leave. It's not your business. Just go. Like you're so concerned about food costs? Leave. Just go home. I cut myself.
Maybe he thought he would have been fired or something if he cut his finger.
Then go next door.
And by the way,
because if it's a popular sandwich shop, there's only about 5 million of them.
I brought my sandwich back up and I was like, excuse me, but I believe one of your employees bled on my sandwich and they gave me the biggest eat crap look.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you want us to do? Yeah, and just, I said, I'd just like it replaced, please. Could I have another sandwich?
See, I just throw it away and leave.
It's a good point.
Yeah, just
but then leave. Again, I'm the one who ate a tuna sandwich and I patch it.
I don't get if you have a job like that, just leave. I always thought it was funny when they threatened to fire me and I'd be like, what? Okay. And I'll literally walk next door and get the same pay.
See, I did not want to get fired. Like, that was one thing that I know. I mean, you had like 17 jobs, and I'm not exaggerating.
We counted. It might have been 17 jobs.
It probably was 17.
Yeah. I worked at a car wash. I drove one of the things that picked up balls at a driving range. I worked at the ground round. I worked at the blimps.
How many jobs did you have for less than a week?
I washed dishes at a place, and I kept that for more than a week. I maybe ground round because the manager fired me, and he was all excited about firing me. And I said, that's okay. I go to college in Florida, and I'm leaving in a week.
He got angry at you.
No, because all I wanted to do was just get the train, because they pay you like normal wages when you train.
Yeah.
And then they cut it, so you got to get tips. And so I just wanted the normal wages. And all you have to do is like follow someone around, and you don't have to do anything.
So that was your plan the whole time?
Yes, was to take a job for 2.5 weeks and just make the money and then leave. Kroger. Kroger.
You worked at Kroger for less? Kroger is like Star Mart.
You got 10 cents in Michigan to return cans, and I would have friends bring in 3 cans, and I'd just give them like $100.
I know a guy that worked at a grocery store, and he used to, I mean, this was awful. He used to load up his clothes with cartons of cigarettes, and he would leave work, and he would just sell the cigarettes to kids in the school and end up kept all the Marlboro models and had like a tent. He had like a Marlboro tent and a grill.
There's nothing that speaks of financial success like having something that's Marlboro, like a pool table. Like, look at how much I smoked.
If that doesn't say everything about where I grew up, then I don't know what does.
There was a Marlboro shop in a mall in St. Louis, and like for sale, they had like stuff with Marlboro on it. They had a Marlboro pool table.
Oh, well, Marlboro pool table was probably like 10,000 Marlboro miles. Like, you had to have a lot of them.
Oh, I think more than that. I think that was one of those things that like you could never achieve. You know,
it was like getting the oh, what was the thing in like Boys Life magazine that you, that if you ended up getting, or it was like, remember the ones you had to like sell stuff for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, oh. I think everyone did that. Sell garbage door to door. Yeah. Then for Boys Life. Boys Life was something that I got and never read. Just try to sell the stuff to get tokens.
I'd do that, and I'd try to draw the turtle in the back of the newspaper.
Well, if you sent that in, you could get into a big art school.
That's what I heard. I heard you could.
Well, let's see. I worked at Ground Round, Chili's, Jocks and Jill's. I had a job at an Italian restaurant chain that I kept for less than a week. I worked at TGI Fridays for like 3 days. Because that was when they go, if you're making the Mookasupa lava drink and you put it in the wrong glass, your ass is mine. And I went, okay, well, I'll be leaving. I worked at Soft Claws Boys Car Wash. I drove the thing that picked up the golf balls. I washed dishes at a restaurant. I can't remember the name of it. What else did I do? I worked at a half-off card shop. All I do was go into the stock room and fall asleep or, like, read. I worked at Blimpie's. I worked at...
I was a sandwich artist at Subway.
Well, we've had my friend call in and talk about what I did at Blimpie's.
You just, like, would eat the cheese and, like, not let people in? You'd lock the door and laugh
at people? We'd lock the door an hour early and laugh at people when they tried to come in.
That's, like, awful.
People would go, like, I don't want that. Like, you put something on the sandwich and I don't want it, and I'd pick it up and eat it.
It's awful. God.
I wrote a story in the school newspaper about all the crap I did at Blimpie's. The blimps. All right.
So. Oh, my God. Those two weird people who, like, got the picture with Rob Gronkowski, they're, like, there's videos that they've made, and they're terrifying. Oh, my gosh. There's one of the two of them just dancing in the front yard with a boombox.
It's Gummo. All right. So we'll be back. We'll find out what Hardy, who kept a can that a female alternative artist drank out of, and Bird drank as well. .985 The Sports Hub. We're Touch and Rich. Here comes Cool Guy Jones, Mr. Hardy. He's got his aviators on. He's saying, I came to play.
By the way, I went down during the commercial break a small rabbit hole regarding the two people who took the photo with Rob Gronkowski. I guess they are internet stars. And one of them now I do recognize. There's a guy called Longneck, which is the kid. And the other one is another internet sensation, and they have these videos in there that are made just... It's Daddy Longneck and Holy God, I think is his name. But I got to watch all these videos now because it's just them in the front yard with their shirts off, and it does look like two cast members of the movie Gummo just doing really horribly disturbing things together.
Blasphemy. Oh, Hardy.
What are you going to do, you know? Holy God, this sounds like a false prophet.
I wouldn't want to be him in his shoes when the rapture comes. Have fun rotting down here. I'll be floating on a cloud playing a harp.
You're a Black Mirror guy, right, Hardy?
I have not watched one episode, okay. And I still have the little yellow post-it note of like the six episodes you told me to watch, and you took the time to write them down, and I have it sitting on my desk at home, but I haven't watched it.
You know what's playing, and you can do this without, if you just want to come and work early, in the cafeteria... Downstairs,
yeah,
It's a Living is playing.
Hey,
in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay,
is that the women who all worked at like a what was It's a Living? What was the
they worked at
designers?
Like, no, that's designing women. No, oh. They worked at on the top of
dumbass,
like you know the top of the restaurant in Manhattan, like that's at the top. It circles around. Yeah, it's just a couple dames making a living, and then afterwards,
Bennigan's.
No, but they had the pretzel sandwiches that were disgusting. Mm. They, afterwards, Alice.
Oh!
And so every day, that is the treat. So
Alice just, is a delight. So it is.
Yeah.
Well, now, Flo it's got one her of the, own spinoff, didn't
she? Yes, Flo she did get a spinoff.
Yeah. But they, one of the great theme songs of all time. There's a new girl in town!
That's right.
Looking good! That's my
neighborhood.
There are certain things that are stuck in my mind, and it's not 227 the show or the theme song. It was the promo for that show.
227 is a comedy with Marla Gibbs and her family.
See, I'm not the only one.
Okay. I'm proud of both of you, really.
Nice little tight one. Going out today, Hardy, going to play nine.
Nice.
You know, what can I do?
Hit them straight and not too often.
You know, it's just greens and regulation. That's all I care about.
Reg.
Yep.
Greens and regulation.
G-I-R, baby.
That's all I want. Hey, I ain't trying to kill it.
No. No.
Just give me an approach I can handle.
Swing easy and club up.
Sound of him down. Hitting the ball today.
What do you got going there today, Hardy?
Me and Beetle. You know how we do.
Oh, Jesus.
You cover the All-Star game?
Hell yes.
A little Gronk talk?
Yeah, all of it. A little Taco Fall talk. It's all happening.
We do Taco Fall talk every day.
Yep.
Don't copy it.
Yep, it's all happening.
Anywho. Ah! Two morons playing with Nerf guns. You know, Nick came out of there feeling so superior.
How about that thing of lotion next to your bed?
Did he say he had the guns in case an intruder came in?
No, I just made that. That was me riffing.
No.
All right.
Hardy, you took one of my riffs, and it was two on the nose.
Right.
Why do you have so many toy guns?
All right. Well, listen, these two kids are going to take you through your work day.
You got that all right.
Don't worry about it. They'll play some tunes, get you up to date on what's going on in the world.
Lock it in and rip off the knob.
They'll give you some Wimbledon highlights that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that will do it for us. Everyone, keep your shoes on. It's going to be hot on the blacktops today. They'll do it for us. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.